Hello and welcome back to the She's Plant-Based podcast. If you are new here, my name is Autumn. I am the creator of, well, what was at She's Plant-Based and is now at Autumn Clayman. Autumn Clayman is my full name. I'm going to be diving into why I changed my name, what's been going on, why I took a break from podcasting. I'm really just going to be sharing everything that's been going on because I feel like I have a lot to update you on. But I just want to mention, I did change my handle on Instagram. It's now at Autumn Clayman. And my podcast will be changing. I'm just trying to figure out if I should do Autumn Clayman the podcast. I feel like that makes the most sense. So I just need to do all of those internal changes and all that fun stuff. TikTok is still at She's Plant-Based because I did have a handle at Autumn Clayman, and that was like my personal TikTok. But for some reason that got banned, and so I've been trying to get that back from TikTok. I don't know why it got banned. I rarely posted on there and I rarely use the account. I have emailed them several times. I'm just trying to get that. So it's been kind of frustrating, but I'm excited to talk a little bit about what's been going on, how I'm feeling, and all that good stuff. But I did take a break from podcasting, as you can tell, especially if you're an active listener. I always post episodes every Tuesday, and then I started doing every other Tuesday, and then I just needed a break from it. I mean, I think the biggest thing for me too has been work. I have the most clients I've ever taken, and so I've been really prioritizing that. But I'm starting to take a little bit of a step back from how many clients I am taking to really just explore these creative outlets that are so fun for me. But also, I have been going through a lot of changes. I've just been really trying to figure out what I want out of my life, what makes me happy, figuring out what I enjoy doing. Like, I am really just questioning everything in my life right now. And I just found out that I've been, my Saturn return has started, which started in March, and it's actually in my seventh house. So relationships is a big thing, but not even like romantic relationships. But you know, the relationship that I have with people in business, the friendships that I have, how I show up in those friendships, how I show up in my business relationships, how I show up in my relationships with my clients. And I feel like this has been a big thing coming up for me. Even in my relationship, I'm just having bigger talks, talking about the future, talking about, you know, things that can feel scary. But like, all of it has been so good though. Even though a lot of this has been really hard on me mentally, I will go some months just crying almost every single day just because I have been feeling so lost and confused and scared. And I feel like I'm going through a lot of growing pains right now. And I feel like life right now is really pushing me to have the hard conversations with myself. And I think that can be a really, really difficult thing to do. And I don't know, like sometimes life is just on autopilot, right? Like you wake up, you spend your morning how you typically spend your morning, and then you go about your work day. And then, you know, after work, I will go to the gym, and then I make dinner with my boyfriend, and then we, you know, go to bed. And like, it's kind of been this cycle for me. And like, to be honest, I feel like I haven't had as much alone time as I would like. You know, I'm either with my boyfriend or I'm either with friends or I'm working or, you know, like there isn't that quality solo time with myself to really dig deep within and reflect. And so that's something that I've really been prioritizing the past couple of months. Mexico was really helpful and helped me with that. But I think I also went to Mexico thinking it was like going to provide all of the answers for me and it was going to solve a lot of my problems. But even when I was there, it was still really hard for me to access, like, what it is that I want, what I want my future to look like, and all that stuff just still felt so fuzzy. So why I've really just shifted away from She's Plant-Based is because, I mean, for obvious reasons, I'm no longer 100% plant-based. I started eating fish around 2 years ago because after just doing a ton of research with the things that were going on internally with my hormones and just talking to a lot of you, honestly, on my account, just like posting on my stories, sharing my symptoms, talking to a lot of my friends. They're like, I went through something similar. I was vegan for a long time and just like got to a point where I tried all the things and it just like was no longer helping me. And I hear these stories from time to time again. And so I added fish back into my diet and it helped me. Like, I remember I was like, you know what? I'll just try salmon. I had a little bit of cooked salmon. I was like, I'll see how it responds. This doesn't have to be a forever thing, but I'm just gonna see how it makes me feel. And like, I kid you not, the next day, my brain fog was gone that I had for months. And I cried because I was like, I have not felt this good in so long. Each day has felt so hard and like my energy just wasn't there. I was taking supplements, like I was doing all the right things, and that's what my body needed. And I'll talk more about this, why I transitioned away from a vegan diet lifestyle in another episode, because I really want to talk about that and I just feel ready to talk about it. But I still eat majority plant-based. Like, that's a lot of the meals that I cook and eat. I don't eat a ton of animal products, but I've introduced it in my diet and it's honestly made me feel really good. And I'm just happy with where I'm at. And I think it's important to honor my body and respect where I'm at, because I think a lot of it for me was I was vegan for also the animals and the planet. And you know, that was a really tough decision to make, but if I'm at a place with my health where I'm not getting better, nothing's really working, and I'm eating fish again and it's been something that has been supporting me, then I have to make the selfish decision of supporting myself. And there may be people who want to argue with that, and like, that's fine, we're all entitled to our own opinions, but like, at the end of the day, my body is my body, my life is my life. I'm not preachy with my diet, my lifestyle, the way that I eat. Like, I'm really just like, do what makes you feel best. I think that's the most important thing, because I find when people are like, almost turn their diet or lifestyle into a religion, that it's the best and this works for me, so it must work for everyone else. And it's so preachy and pushy. And like, in your face, it makes me resist it even more. What I've learned with health and lifestyles and diets and movement and all of it is we're bio-individual beings. What works for me may not work for you. And I think just having respect for people is so important, and meeting people where they're at and understanding that people come from different backgrounds, from different cultures, they have different genetics. And so what's quote unquote healthy for one person may be another person's poison or may not work for them. And so that's why I'm really big on intuitive living and intuitive being and existing, because the more that you're connected with your body and you understand your body and what makes you feel good and what foods make you feel good and what movement makes you feel good and what spiritual practices you enjoy, instead of like looking around and trying to do what everyone else is doing, or because it works for one person then it may work for you, I think that can really backfire. And it backfired on me at certain points, especially when I was getting into diet culture. I was just doing what everyone else was doing, and I absolutely hated it. Like, I hated the way that I was eating. And I'm like, I'm doing this because apparently it works. Apparently this is the best diet. And I'm like, well, what does my body like? Like, what foods does it crave? And so I'm just really big on exploring that and letting that be my guidance instead of a label. And that's why I just really want to step away from the label "she's plant-based," because not only do I almost put myself in a box subconsciously, but I think people around me too can put me in a box and then view me in a certain way. And so I just really want to like drop the labels. But I've had a hard time letting go of this old version of myself, this old identity. And I was really scared to step into this new version of myself because it almost felt like this like ego death, in a sense, where I was this person for so long. I've had this handle, I've had this brand for, you know, 6 years now, and now it's completely shifting. And I think so much fear got in the way. And like I mentioned, I've been going through this identity crisis, and this year and even a bit of last year has been some of the toughest times for me in regards to work, because I feel like who I am as an individual really reflects my work as well. And I feel like Autumn as like herself in reality is changing a lot, but I feel like online it wasn't always matching. Doesn't mean that I was purposely hiding parts of my life. I just have had a hard time letting that translate online, if that makes sense. I feel like a lot of creators can feel this way of like, I've built a platform called She's Plant-Based, and I've had a specific type of audience. And so to change and like step away from that is a really scary feeling, because I don't know how people are going to respond to that. But with this identity crisis, I was putting so much pressure on myself to have a plan, to have my life planned, to have everything just figured out. And I put so much pressure on myself to the point where it was debilitating. Like, I would just disassociate, and it would put me in the opposite direction. Instead of being productive, I was just stagnant and stuck because I was putting so much pressure on myself to the point where it was really paralyzing me. And some really big questions that I've been sitting with, and I'm still, you know, I'm figuring out a lot. I just want to be open about where I'm at in my journey, and like, I'm still working through a lot of this, but figuring out what makes me happy. What do I want to share? How do I want to show up in the world? What message do I want to share? How do I want to present myself? Really just sitting with these questions and being honest. And I think that these questions can be really helpful if you're struggling with a similar thing and going through an identity crisis, or, you know, outgrowing certain parts of yourself. Having those uncomfortable, tough conversations with yourself is what is going to help you grow. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So if you're not having those tough conversations with yourself, you're staying comfortable, you're avoiding. You have to push yourself and be honest with yourself and sit with yourself to access those answers. I really struggle with being a people pleaser, and it's something that I'm getting better at. But I think with She's Plant-Based, and something that really scared me is I built this community for 6 years. People know me as She's Plant-Based. They don't really know me as Autumn Clayman. And like, you know, that's okay. I loved it for what it is. But I was scared to, you know, change my name or change my content or change the way that I show up, because I was scared people weren't going to like me. They were going to judge me. And like, yeah, like maybe some people do, but at the end of the day, what I've realized and what you and my audience always tells me is like, we follow you for you. Like, whatever makes you happy and whatever makes you feel good, we're going to support that. And I think that's something that I really have to remember. I was being really hard on myself because there was this fear around like rejection, not being accepted for, you know, this new version of myself, judgment, you know, all of these things that can feel scary, and just like wanting to do the right thing for people and whatever is going to make people happy, and therefore neglecting myself, which is why I've been so low mentally, because I was putting all of this pressure on myself for no reason. Like those narratives and those stories that I'm telling myself, like that's not even true. And I think that it's rooted from something even deeper. And I think just recognizing that, I think it's really important not to listen to that inner critic, that inner mean girl, because that voice can be really loud. And it was so loud to the point where I wasn't pursuing what I wanted to pursue, and I haven't been showing up in the way that I've been wanting to show up. If you want to become the best version of yourself, you have to be growing and you have to be authentic. Growth is important, authenticity is important, and if you're not growing, you're obviously staying in the same place, therefore you're experiencing the same result and reality constantly. Nothing around your world in your world is going to change because you're not changing things within yourself. And if you're not showing up as your authentic self, your world is going to reflect that as well. I find that the more I am honest, real, and authentic, everything else begins to flow. And I know that's so cliche. It's like, be yourself. You are unique. Like, you are you, and that's your superpower. And I feel like we hear that everywhere. But like, to really practice that can be challenging, because I think around us, society is always telling us who we need to be and how we need to show up and what's socially correct and like all of these things. There's all of these rules around life and how we should be acting. And I think even for myself, like, we're all affected by it. And we're all victims of that. And I think at the end of the day, like, it really comes to having those honest conversations with yourself and asking, like, who am I? Or like, who do I want to become? Or when I think about my highest version of myself, who is she? How does she show up in the world? How does she carry herself? And letting that lead. Showing up as your authentic self is the secret sauce to life. If you want happiness, if you want abundance, if you want things to just flow, it's really when you're showing up as your authentic self, not this version of yourself that you think you have to be in order to be successful, in order to feel loved, in order to, you know, make money. Like, whatever that it is, I think that we're just trying so hard sometimes to be someone that we're not because we think we're going to get the result. And the only way that we're going to get the result is when we're authentic and we show up as our real selves. And I've been shown that time and time and time again. The more that I'm myself, the more that I'm doing what I love, things just work and unfold. I think through the process of learning and understanding who you are, what makes you happy, or even just letting go of an old version of yourself and trying to rediscover this new version of yourself requires trust and listening to your intuition. And how do we define intuition? Intuition lives in the body. Our intuition is soft and quiet, and it's our inner wisdom. It's our inner voice. And we're constantly getting those little messages, but I think it's really easy to ignore that and to overlook it because it is so quiet, when fear, ego, anxiety, all of that is loud, and it's so easy to listen to that because it's the noisy thing. It's the voice that is controlling us. When we create more space, stillness, and peace in our life, that is when we're going to access those answers. That's when more creativity is going to flow through. That's where you're really going to understand yourself, and you're going to be able to listen to your intuition, because ego, fear, anxiety is not in your way. That's why I live and swear by meditation and journaling. Those are my two go-to practices. They've helped me through the darkest times in my life when I have felt... When I have hit those rock bottom moments and I've felt so lost and confused and disconnected. But I also have to remember, and something that I just want to share with you, hitting that low moment where you're like, what the fuck is going on? This is scary. This is dark. You know, you are about to go through a major, major transformation. And I understand how hard it is to see that, but just know when you reach those low lows, it's always going to end up evening itself out, and you're going to go back up, and then we're going to go back down. Life ebbs and flows. And so when you're in that low moment, just remind yourself the light is at the end of the tunnel, and you really just have to begin to just like look within and do the work, because the more that you avoid that, the more that you're just going to be in that space. What has been really helping me navigate this identity crisis is being more open. I have really struggled to like be honest with how I'm feeling, what's been going on, because I just like to take on my own problems and handle them on my own. I've just done that my entire life. But I've noticed that when I am more open with one, myself, because it can be really easy to just like disassociate and avoid and like not want to confront what's going on, but with the people that I really love, trust, and care about, and like I really value their opinions, the more things begin to make sense. And like being vulnerable and being open can be challenging and it can be really scary. But I have felt nothing but so much love and support, and I've been given such great advice from my friends, my boyfriend, my parents. Even just being open online with you has been so helpful in healing. And that's why I'm so grateful for this community, because we realize that I'm not the only one going through this. You're not the only one going through this. All of these feelings are universal, and that's why I've been really pushing myself to be more open about where I'm at with this, because if I can just help one person feel less alone during this part of their life, during this low moment in their life, that means the world to me. Because I think back to when I was even following creators online. It was mainly YouTubers that I was watching, but just listening to their story when I was in a dark time, I felt so safe and understood in this sense of community that I'm not crazy. I'm not the only one going through this, and everyone does, and that's normal and it's okay. And so, yeah, that's why I just want to be super transparent about how I've been feeling, what I've been working through. I'm not trying to like fluff it and be like, I have it all figured out and things are all good and dandy. Like, yeah, I'm in a way better place mentally right now, but I still have my challenges. I still don't have it all figured out. And I think that that's an okay place to be at. And what I've learned too is turning that fear and changing it into excitement. So instead of being scared of the thing, showing an excitement. Well, this is an exciting opportunity to grow and learn about myself. This is an exciting opportunity to have a fresh start, to have a new start, to try new things. Like, I think really just learning how to reframe it really changes your perspective and outlook on it. Like, going through a big shift, like an identity crisis, doesn't have to be this big, dark, scary thing. I think when we see the word identity crisis, we're like, oh no. Like when I posted online, my mom was like calling me. She's like, are you okay? Is everything good? I'm like, yeah, like we talked about this. Like things are fine to an extent. Like I think I just like to use the word fine to just cope. But like, I would say, like, generally, though, like, I've been able to work through this because I live by the motto, day by day. And so I've been really just practicing day by day. What's one thing that I want to change today? How can I improve by 1% today? And just by taking those baby steps has been transformative and so helpful. And I just want to share that you don't have to have it all figured out. It's okay. life is going to sort itself out. It's going to naturally unfold. And yeah, I just like really want to embody who I am. And I think with that, it's just having my name, Autumn Clayman. That's me. And it's like it's a really bittersweet feeling. By the way, I didn't take any like notes really. I've just been kind of speaking from the heart, but I think it's a really bittersweet moment because She's Plant-Based has brought so many incredible things in my life. Like, it's so crazy to say. Like, it's still so weird for me to say an Instagram account changed my life. And it did. Like, I feel such a sense of community. I'm so grateful for my community. I'm so grateful for you. I am so grateful for all the opportunities it's brought into my life, whether that's traveling, meeting people, job opportunities. I have, you know, the amazing opportunity to work for myself and work with people who are part of my community and get to know them on a deeper level. Like, it's just really crazy to see how much this has changed my life. And so I think that's why I've had such a hard time letting it go. But it's not like not letting it go where it's like, all right, like it's done, like I'm putting her to rest. Like, of course it's gonna still look the same in a lot of ways, but like, wow, like the handle's gone. Like, I felt like it was just so iconic, and my friends had inside jokes and people just called me that. And I think part of me is gonna, you know, really miss that, but part of me is like, I'm so ready for this exciting new chapter in my life, this new era that we're stepping into. And so yeah, I just want to say that, like, I really, really appreciate you for all the love and support. Just going through the comments after sharing my post yesterday was just like confirmation, like, okay, did the right thing. They support me. No one hates me, which is so silly. But yeah, my mind tends to wander there. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you are not already following the podcast, please do. If you liked this episode, please share it on your story, share it with a friend, leave me a review, or just give me some feedback in the DM. I would love to chat. Maybe you're going through something similar. It's just really nice to connect with people and talk to people. And I try to get back to all my DMs, even though it's not always possible. But like, especially the ones about the podcast, I will always respond to. Because I just really appreciate people sitting and like actually listening to me talk for this long. But yeah, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I am excited to be podcasting again. Honestly, it feels so good. I almost didn't record this because I felt so tired. I was like, oh my God, like, I don't want to record right now. I'm feeling low energy. I feel like that's going to translate in the podcast, but I feel like just talking has given me so much energy and I feel so motivated. So happy I pushed myself and recorded this episode. But stay tuned for more episodes. I'm going to ease back into podcasting. So I'm going to go back to every other Tuesday. And hopefully by the time my next episode is out, my podcast will have a different name. So that's exciting. All right. I will talk to you soon. And thanks again for listening.